is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Good morning. God bless you. Maybe it's good afternoon here on this Tuesday. And thank you for joining us here today. You are tuned into WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. You're going to hear a word from God here today because we're tuning into His frequency. That is His Word. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word. If you just got to just tune your dials into His chain, and He'll has a word for you today. The word today is going to be on the dangers of the tongue, because we're in the Word, and that's what we read when we get to James chapter 3. So that's where we're at here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no Bible study at our church, and we're taking the week off here on this 4th of July week, and no service Wednesday night. Be back again, of course, next Sunday, as always. Had a wonderful turnout, an awesome service yesterday, or actually Sunday, and now you're gonna hear that sermon. It's about 35 minutes long, so you'll hear it here today, and then we'll repeat some of it and wrap it up tomorrow. For more info on this ministry, if you're just listening in, our church service starts at 10:30 a.m. If you like, I've met a lot of people now who listen in and hear this on the radio and still have the nerve to show up to church. Hey, what can I say? I'm an excitable guy, but when you get to know me, you'll see I'm an excitable guy for a reason, because I feel like one of the 10 lepers that Jesus cleansed, and only one came back, and Jesus turned around and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? And I feel like the one. And I make no apologies for that. I've returned to give glory to God. And I'm an excitable guy. I'm grateful to Almighty God for who He is and for what He's done. And I try to infect as many people with that as possible as long as I live and as long as I'm preaching, long as I'm teaching. So I don't make any apologies for being an excitable guy. And you'll probably hear an excitable sermon here coming up now in just a minute. Part one now of this message. And the message is, you will know them by their speech. You will know them by their speech. Let me turn this recorder on here. We're continuing this study here through James. It's been quite a trek here through this awesome New Testament book of Proverbs, hasn't it? Last week, or actually a week before last, we left off with James warning all teachers, young and old alike. Let not many of us, or actually he says, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we will receive a greater or stricter judgment, he said. It should be no surprise that Satan has infiltrated the education system in this country. It's funny, actually it's not funny at all, or surprising, that the devil controls about every industry and every area in life in this country. Have you noticed that? From elementary school to public school to college, universities, the technology industry, the entertainment industry, and the political arena as well. Now turn on the television and witness which branch of government that Satan does not control. Turn your television on, and you'll see it right in front of your eyes. What it looks like to have something, an industry, to have something that Satan does not control. Turn your TV on, and you'll see it. You'll see people and people ugly, filled with hate and anger. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like to have a group not under Satan's control in this country. Every election, one particular political group gets up, and they're the ones that count all the votes from that day's election. How evil is that? All wisdom and knowledge begins with the fear of God. Now today, James is going to talk about the evils of the tongue, or our speech.
and how capable we are of totally destroying someone with what we say. Let's pick it up in James chapter 3, starting in verse 2. It's on the handout as well. He says, "For we all stumble or offend in many things. If anyone does not stumble or offend in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." All right, fascinating. He says, if you're able to keep yourself from offending others with your mouth, that is, your speech, then you'll be able to bridle or control your whole body, is what he's saying. The Greek word here is kilanagogeo, only place in the entire Bible you'll find this word here, bridle. It means to lead or direct or govern or to restrain by a bridle. If anyone does not offend in his words, he is a perfect or mature or complete. He is a perfect man, also able to bridle his whole body. Wow, so James is saying here that our speech is responsible for just about everything. If we can master and control that, we'll be doing a lot better. One more time, but from the top of verse 2. For we all stumble at many things, or we all offend. That is, offend others at many things. If anyone does not offend in word, he is a perfect man. Meaning, look, we get a lot of things wrong, but if we can get this victory, we'll be okay. And this victory will bring about the complete victory when we can master the words that come out of our mouth. Now, building on bridle, James continues. Verse 3. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths so that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Or I love the King James. The King Jimmy says, wherever the pilot listeth. Listeth? There's an old English word for you. Listeth. Verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Now, James is showing here how such a small thing can do so much good or evil. A 3-inch bit. How big is a bit, Robin? Wide? 3 inches, Pastor Paul. All right, thank you, Robin. 4 to 5 inches. Still quite small. You know, how funny is this? Not only do we have a horse owner, but we have a ship owner as well. Now I can ask her husband right next to her, how big is a rudder, Captain? Small's the correct answer. Likewise, the tongue. Even so, that is, just like the bit, just like the rudder, is verse 5, those two words, even so. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles! Exclamation point. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire by hell. Wow. James said that your tongue has been set on fire and the igniter, hell itself. Hell itself. Hell has ignited your tongue, he's saying. So, know and understand that when we rage at something or someone, that it is hell itself that has lit the match. Because hell and its occupants wants to destroy you. That's why. Our tongue is our greatest weakness. Gets us in more trouble than anything. James said it's set on fire by hell. It is an unruly evil. And if we can bridle that, we'll be okay. Boy, isn't that the truth. Ever have someone hurt you so bad? Have you ever hurt someone so bad? Just from the words that you spoke to them. If we could only learn to just... Isaiah 53. Again, use Jesus for our example. As a lamb before its shearers was silent, so we opened not his mouth. There's a time to talk, and there's a time to keep quiet. We just got to learn how to do that. Verse 7, for every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But no man, this is verse 8, no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Boy, tell us what you think, James. He is so different than Paul, isn't he? The Apostle Paul, that is. An unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Church, I can't stress enough how we need to guard our tongues and to be slow to speak. We can do so much damage to someone by the words that come out of our mouth. And I know there's not a living soul here in this church who cannot relate to what I'm talking about here. No man can tame the tongue, James said. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Now, back in the Old Testament, Solomon tells us this. Death in the Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I guess that would be speaking life with your tongue, right? Going up to someone and telling them, you know what? God loves you. And I love you too. You'll eat the fruit thereof of that. Then again, I guess you'll eat the crab apples from the other way around too. You can either do good or evil with the words that come out of your mouth. And God is here telling you here this morning, do good with your speech. Lift people up. Lift people up. That's my message to you today, is you can either cut people down or lift them up with the words that come out of your mouth. God's message to you today is encourage people, lift them up by your speech. Speak good to people. Again, verse 9, he says, with it, that is our tongue, with it we bless God, even the Father, and with it we curse men, which are made in the similitude, or they're made in the very image of God. We curse men made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be. These things ought not so to be. And now, to show you how impossible it is to be a Christ follower and to do both, he gives you two examples. Let me say that again. To show you how impossible it is to be a Christ follower and to do both of these, he gives two examples. Verse 11, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Of course not. That can't happen. It should be one or the other. Just like verse 12, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. I guess he's never been into the Mosquito Lagoon, has he? There's enough darn sharks running around there. There's got to be something for him to breathe, drink. But for the most part, church, it's up to you. You can either bless with your tongue and with your speech, or you can curse or destroy with your tongue and with your speech. But if you slander people with your speech, you're actually autographing your own death warrant, so to speak. Listen to this verse, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Paul wrote, do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, or in other words, don't kid yourself. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor blackmailers or extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Now, a reviler is someone who slanders someone or who cuts someone down with their speech and with their tongue and speaks constant ill will against others with their tongues. This is what a reviler is. Loiteros is the Greek word. Notice how being a practicing reviler will keep you out of heaven. Notice how being a practicing reviler is no different than a homosexual or a thief or an adulterer. It's all the same to him. If that describes you, if you are a practicing reviler that cuts people down for a lifestyle, you're no different than the other. You'll never see the inside of heaven when that describes you. Everyone hear that okay? So I have Danny turn the sound up. Can you hear it, Pastor? If you are a practicing reviler, that is, you cut people down with your tongue for a lifestyle, heaven is not in your future. And it's time to change that. See, the greatest thing is you can change right here and now. This doesn't have to, as well as every sermon I ever preach. As long as there's a heart beating in you to hear what I'm preaching, you got time and the opportunity to make it right. It's easy to be a reviler in this evil world. Make it right. Like Mike Holmes says, make it right. Who fixes houses that people destroy, make it right. Make it right. If the Holy Spirit is convicting you today of being a reviler, so you're a reviler. Make it right. Make it right, and you'll walk out here as pure as the driven snow. You'll be as clean as Jesus. At least until you get to the end of the parking lot. Right? His blood can clean and cleanse and obliterate all, not just some, all of our sins. That's good news. You can walk out of this church clean. That is good news. I'm serious. I'm getting excited now. It's time to start blessing with your speech. Like God does us. Listen to this. This is the way you are to bless the children of Israel, God says to Moses. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. This is what God thinks of you. This is what he tells his leaders to do to the people, because this is what God thinks about you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make or cause his face to shine down on all of you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you I'm sorry, I just can't contain myself. It makes all my problems seem so small. It's Psalm 34, friends. Come, let us magnify the Lord together. Makes our problems this small. Let's start blessing people with our speech. Jesus said, for every idle word men shall speak, they'll give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12, 36. Okay, let's turn to one more place this morning. Let's turn to, of course, the book of Romans, chapter 12. The answer to everything is in Romans. This is where we go to learn how to do the Christian life right. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 9. Again, my sermon title, you will know them, that is Christ followers, you will know them by their speech. Reminds me of that old story. I probably won't be able to quote it right. Some lady goes buzzing around town, yelling, screaming, swearing. And she has a bumper sticker on her car that says, I love Jesus. And the cop pulls her over. And she got all mad at him. He goes, I'm sorry. I thought this car was stolen. They'll know you by your speech, by what kind of gold or trash comes out of your mouth. Three commands, Romans 12:9. Not suggestions. Oh, do this. No, do this. Commands means do them. Let love be without hypocrisy. You know what a hypocrite was? It's a Greek word. It was an actor in a play. And they had a face, you know, open wide. They put that big stick in you and make you throw up. And a face on it. And he put that in front of his face. That was what a hypocrite, that is what the hypocrite was. He was a false face. He was a play actor pretending to be something that he's not. Jesus said, outside will be all the hypocrites. Outside of the kingdom, that is, looking in. Like my window when it frosts up at the radio station. Yeah, looking like that, try to see who's inside. That's how it's going to be in the kingdom. On frosty glass. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. So, let love be without hypocrisy. That is genuine love. Don't say I love you when deep down you don't. You're better off just not saying it until you do. And Jesus will help you with that until you do. And then you can be genuine and come out of your mouth and mean it. I love you too. You know, I always have a hard time when men say to me, I love you. Maybe it's just growing up in Jersey or something. I don't know. You know? Oh, Bob, I love you too. I don't know, I just have a... But I'm working on that, you see. I'm better because I get it now and I understand, you know. But then again, others have just ruined everything. You know what I mean? Same as the rainbow and everything else. Abhor or hate what is evil. How are you doing with that one? Do you hate what is evil? Like lying, deception, abortion, ripping people off, abusing children? How are you on that one, abusing children? Number three, cling like static to what is good. Like the old Abbott and Costello's, when Costello gets scared, he'd go like this to Abbott and he wouldn't let go. That ought to be your attitude to what is good. Cling it, wrap your arms around it, and don't let go. And yet Jesus said, no one is good but one. God. God is good.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
May injustice bow. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.